Check this out, it's called a kashaka. Comes all the way from sunny West Africa. Made of a gourd that grows on a tree. The funkiest shaker you ever will see. I first discovered them living in Mali, working with the Bambara and the Fulani. The funny thing is that only the women choose to play in a country full of rhythm. The men would laugh as I learned to play, but I couldn't find anyone to teach me djembe. You see, I wasn't in a city, I was living in La Brue. That's living in the bush, just check your La Brue, where all the best drummers have drummed since birth. They all learn the language of rhythm first. 9 months of mother rhythm in the womb, a steady dose of boom, 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 boom. Especially when they entertain the kids with their kashakas, utensils for sticks, they drum on calabasas, they pound the millet with the mortar and pestle. The woman is so strong you wouldn't want to wrestle. They wrap their babies around their backs, then they scrape with the hoe and chop with the axe. Babies fell asleep as the mamas danced. Even I couldn't help but be entranced by the beat and the light of the flickering fire. I knew it was pointless to resist my desire. I needed the rhythm, I had to drum. But when I tried to learn, I felt so dumb. I asked the master who could drum with ease, but it was like I was asking him, how do you breathe? Kashaka. They thought at first I was some crazy white Chewbacca. They taught me to play pretty good one-handed, but I gotta admit, I gotta be candid. They ain't easy to master, they ain't easy to play, but when I learned the basics, I had to play every day. So that's how I came to be here now. Hope you thought I was funky, hope I made you say wow. So that's how I came to be here now. Hope you thought I was funky. Hope I made you say wow.